Hi, this is Mark White with JustForDisability.com. Coming to you to speak just briefly, and I want to give you some information that I believe might be kind of helpful. In, you know, for those of you who know me, I'm a college professor on the adjunct side teaching at two different colleges, primarily in sociology and theology. And over the years, one of the things that I've particularly emphasized with my students is what I call mushy thinking. And actually, I emphasize it in the sense that I want them to not do it rather than to do it. So my brief topic with you today is the thought of living large logically. And for those of you who have picked up our audio series or will be picking it up, there's a small portion in there where we talk about worldview. It's really kind of how you see the world. And if you think about it as wearing glasses, you know, your glasses may be tinted yellow or gray or dark, or they may be clear, they may be red, they may be blue. It really doesn't matter. There's no particular meaning to any of those colors. But we all have a little bit different tint to the way we see things. Conservatives are more likely to have the same tint in general, as opposed to liberals politically, as opposed to moderates, as opposed to non-political people, and so on and so forth. But even within that grouping, any one of those groupings, you're likely to see things with a slightly different tint. But you get my point. The point is that we tend to have ideas of how we see the world. When something happens, we either respond automatically with anger or perhaps with depression or discouragement. There's any number of ways we may respond. And there's reasons for all of that. And that's kind of how all of those things basically make up what your worldview is. Now, worldview has a lot to do with the fact of how you think logically or whether you think logically at all. And my point in talking about this is to say we need to consider thinking consistently, particularly if you are disabled or if you're the caregiver or wife or husband of someone who's disabled. If you begin to do what I call mushy thinking, which is basically thinking illogically, it will really reap headaches for you. And we've all got enough headaches. We don't need more. So let me kind of explain briefly, and then I'm going to point you to some places on the web where you can take your time, spend a little time, and begin to think through some of the issues that might be helpful in creating for yourself a value system, a worldview system that is more consistent and more logical. Okay? Now, over the years, through many, you know, experiences in various locations around the world, I've seen people think illogically, and I call it mushy thinking because it's kind of the concept of just something being squishy. You know, you hear your friend, your neighbor, your cousin, or even hear yourself sometime, and you think to yourself, that's not very, there's no real substance there. What are they thinking? What am I thinking? And when you begin to think like that consistently, you begin to bounce from one idea to the other, one concept to the other, one hope, one dream, or you stop having hopes and dreams because you're just so convinced that the world is just going to be so horrible that there's no reason to really have any hopes or dreams. So this sloppy style of thinking is involved in the decisions we make, and those decisions then lead us through some very difficult, and in some cases irreversible, trials, problems, and travails. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we all have enough of those already. So in part, your worldview, your logic system, your consistent life may actually be different than mine. Frankly, I wish you agreed with me on everything, but I know it's not going to happen. But you and I may need to agree to disagree on any number of topics, but some of those same topics can be resolved between us if we choose to think critically and not use mushy thinking. So what I'm going to put together for you is a web page where you've got maybe a few documents, and you can begin to kind of leisurely kind of leaf through a few of these things just to kind of give you an overview. For many of you, this will be brand new material, and I'm not trying to make this feel like school. But look, if you're disabled or you're a caregiver, you've already been, you know, hit with some blows. If you've been married to someone who has become disabled, you know, be it through war, be it through accidents, be it through disease. I mean, there's a thousand ways that that can happen. There's been an emotional and otherwise large blow placed upon you and them. And the best thing that we can do in order to live large is begin to understand and begin to tighten down our own understanding of who we are and who the and how the world functions around us, and to begin to live as clearly and cleanly in our thinking as possible. See, 2 plus 2 always equals 4. It always does. And but I'm amazed that sometimes when I talk to my students or other people, they will say, well, 2 plus 2, it equals 4, but sometimes it's 4.2. Well, no, it's not. 2 plus 2 is always 4. Now, I realize that's an awfully simple example, but the idea here is that I have students all the time who will say, the sky's not blue. I say, then what color is it? Well, it's whatever color you kind of need it to be. Well, whoa, wait a second. I ask them, look, if I have several friends who are colorblind, and if I were to ask them what color the sky is, and they told me it was green, would they be correct? And a lot of my students will say, well, yeah, it's correct for them. And I say, no, it's not. Look, their comment or their statement that the sky is green does not make them an evil person. Do not go there with this idea, okay? It does make them wrong. Now, granted, there are days when the sky is overcast and it's gray. There are days when it's smoggy and it's kind of hazy or brownish or whatever, but that's not the point. The general thought and premise is that certain things have color, and we've agreed to call certain things blue, other things red, grass tends to be green, so on and so forth. Okay? And so if you call the sky green and everyone else around you says it's blue, someone is wrong. Okay? Now, that's kind of the general idea, kind of the big umbrella over everything. But maybe this isn't an issue for you personally. I hope it's not. But I find more and more and more people do not think critically about themselves, about their future, about their hopes, about their dreams, about what's going to take place. We recently had an election. At least half the people in the country were disappointed, right? But you know what I'm finding out? Is every day when I call the White House to get my marching orders, do you do that too? Do you call the White House? Do you call your congressman? Do you call your senator and get your marching orders? I mean, I thought everybody did that, right? Well, obviously, I'm being facetious. No one does that. You see, in the end, we have to have a government. But the government really has very, very, very little impact on me or you day to day. If I never heard a single political speech or a political statement or idea for the next 4 years, you know what I'd do? I'd get up in the morning, I would get ready for the day, and I would do my thing. Whatever that thing is, I'd work, I'd dream, I'd play, I'd love my family, and I'd keep on going. And yes, gas prices will fluctuate up and down, taxes may go up and down, and there's any number of those things that would be useful for us to participate in to maybe control. But in the end, you are able to live large whether or not one party or the other takes effect in government. Okay? But too many of us will say, I can't live large because I'm disabled. Or I can't live large because I'm in a wheelchair and my wheelchair is not very functional. I can't live large because I'm on crutches. I can't live large because I'm in pain. But that's not thinking critically. Those things may all be true. But today is what it is. And living large begins with clear thinking, consistent thinking, understanding your worldview, and then deciding to take whatever step forward that you can that's available to you and available to me. Okay? So, that's kind of a broad overview. That's a little bit of my professorial hat, so to speak. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy challenging people, exhorting them to be all that they can be. And that's a little bit of what I'm trying to do here. So let me give you the website It's www.justadisability.com/logic.html. The place where you get this audio, I will put that that link up there as well, okay? So it should be justadisability.com/logic.html, okay? Go there, and I'll point out some documents for you, and you can just begin to kind of leaf through them. One of my favorite kind of logical fallacies is what they call a non sequitur, okay? That means A does not equal non-A, okay? Now, it's really easy to do that even from the area of world religions. A lot of people very critically will say all religions are the same. Are they? Does not equal non-A. It doesn't matter what A is. It doesn't equal non-A. Muslims do not equal Christians. Hindus are not the same as Buddhists. You may like all of them. You may despise all of them. It doesn't matter. They're not the same. Break them down. Look at what they stand for. Look at what they believe in. They're not the same. Republicans and Democrats are ultimately not the same. There's an awful lot of similarities there and so forth at various times, but you get the idea. A does not equal non-A. And one of the documents I'll put up there for you is a kind of an easy primer for understanding logical syllogisms, as they call them. And, you've heard a lot of these. Non sequitur, that just doesn't follow, yada, yada, yada. So I'll put those up there. And my final exhortation here is to live a life that's large every day, and it becomes easier as you live it with logic, as you logically think through what are the next logical, consistent steps in terms of my own worldview and understanding that will get me to where I want to be. Doesn't matter who the government is. Doesn't matter whether my brother-in-law likes me or loves me. It doesn't matter. How can I live my life in a consistent, logical manner so that my goals and my dreams are met? And when you begin to do a little bit of self-evaluation, you'll be able to get there too. So, thanks so much, and go ahead and take a look at that website. Again, justadisability.com/logic.html. Thanks so much, and we'll talk again.